All right. Hello, everybody. This is Ida and Daddy. Can you say hi, Ida?
Hi, Ida.
Today, we're going to read Curious George's Dream by Margaret and H.A. Ray, illustrated in the style of H.A. Ray by Vipa Interactive. This is George. George was a good little monkey and always very curious. After a long day at the amusement park with his friend, the man with the yellow hat, George was tired and glad to be home. See, I think this is funny. It shows the man with the yellow hat and George in their house. The man with the yellow hat has lots of yellow hats on a coat rack ready to go. This guy really likes yellow hats. Soon, dinner was ready, but when George sat down to eat, he was too small to reach his plate. "I'm sorry, George," the man said. "I forgot to fix your chair." He put a large book on George's chair, and George climbed up. As he sat on the book that was set on his chair, George thought about his day. All day long, he had been too small. Are you too small for some things, Ida?
Yeah, I can't climb a chair. I just need a book, too.
Yeah, sometimes you need to sit in a book, too. You're probably about George's size. He was remembering the day at the amusement park and all the times people told him he was too small. This lady said, "Your hands are too little to hold these baby bunnies," the manager of the petting zoo told him. "I'm sorry," said the man operating the carousel. "I cannot let you on. You need a grown-up to ride with you." "Maybe next year," said the man, taking tickets at the roller coaster. Looks like George was not allowed to do a lot of fun things that day at the amusement park because he was too small. But after a good meal and a good dessert, George began to feel better. When the dishes were finished, the man said, "George, I have a surprise for you." And they went into the living room. The surprise was a movie. George was glad to watch a movie. That was something he was not too small to do. George was enjoying the movie, but it had been a full day, and now he had a full stomach. Soon he could not keep his eyes open. The next thing George knew, he was back at the petting zoo. But this time, something was different. The petting zoo was very small. In fact, everything was small. George looked around, and then he looked at himself. Maybe everything wasn't so small after all, he thought. Maybe he was...
big.
Yeah, it looks like George is really big. In fact, he's about as big as this tree he was sleeping in front of. How did George get so big?
Yeah, I
want to
get big.
You want to get big?
No.
Oh, no? Yeah, you can stay small. For now. I like you like this. You're cuddly. George was big. Uh-oh. This is not right, thought George. Then he remembered the bunnies. Why, he was not too small to hold a bunny now. He was not too small to do anything. What fun, George thought. And he went to the bunny hutch. Now George could hold lots of bunnies, and he cuddled them all to his face. The bunnies liked George. But the manager of the petting zoo did not. "Put those bunnies down," she said. "You'll scare them. You're too big." George didn't want to scare the bunnies. He put them down, and he turned to go. And then George saw the roller coaster. He was curious. Was he big enough to ride it now? Of course he was big enough. If only he could find a seat big enough for him. But the man taking tickets made George leave. Because George is in this roller coaster car, but he's filling the whole thing up. He's really big now, right? Mm-hmm. The man taking tickets made George leave. He said, "You cannot ride that ride. You're too big." George was sad he could not ride, but he did as he was told. Catch that monkey, someone yelled as George was leaving the roller coaster. He's dangerous. People in the park became frightened. They began to run. They ran in all directions, but mostly they ran away from George. George felt awful. He didn't want to frighten anyone. He just wanted to hide, but where could he go? He was too big to fit anywhere. Then George saw the carousel. He wouldn't need a grown-up to get on with him this time. But this time George wished he had a grown-up with him. He wished his friend were there. He's sad being so big, isn't he? Yeah. George sat on the carousel feeling lonely. Suddenly someone called his name. George? George? It sounded like the man with the yellow hat. Could his friend be here to take him home? George heard his name again. It was his friend. George wanted to jump into his friend's arms, but the man with the yellow hat was too small. How could he ever take George home now? The man called his name again. George, he said, wake up. It's time for bed. You fell asleep watching the movie. George looked at his friend. Why, he wasn't small after all. George looked at himself. He was not big. Looks like he woke up now and he's normal size again. Now George could jump into his friend's arms, and that is what he did. As the man with the yellow hat tucked him in, George was happy to be in his little bed. It was not very big, he thought, but he fit in it perfectly. George was just the right size.
Two pancakes.
Mm-hmm. That was a different story. All right, can you say bye-bye, Ida?
Bye-bye, Ida.